Today's podcast is brought to you by Dow AgroSciences. I'm here with Ellen Toms, field biologist with Dow AgroSciences. She is an expert on bedbugs and their control. Ellen, welcome.
Hello.
Ellen, bedbugs have been a rare pest in the United States over the last 50 years or so, but in recent years, we've seen quite a resurgence of the pesky little critters. Can you give us your opinion as to why there's been such an increase in bedbug activity?
Well, Frank, there's probably a number of reasons. One would be there's been a great increase in international travel, and I live in Florida, and we're fully aware of this with the increase in tourism and the value of that to Florida and other states in the U.S. Another reason would be the change in how we use pesticides. When I started in the pest control industry 25 years ago, the standard indoor treatment for cockroaches, let's say, was a crack and crevice treatment. And today, most pest control operators for indoor treatments have gotten away from that type of treatment. They're using baits, which are very efficacious for cockroaches and ants, but they don't have any effect at all on bedbugs. And there are probably some other reasons, too. Even now, when PCOs go into a residence or facility that's infested with bedbugs and they do a very extensive crack and crevice treatment, there's the potential for resistance to the pesticide. This has been shown in research done at University of Kentucky, where they've documented various populations of bedbugs collected from around the U.S. are potentially very resistant to some of the commonly used pyrethroid insecticides. So it's a whole combination of factors that probably have contributed to this current resurgence.
So what are some of the challenges that PMPs face in eliminating bedbug infestations?
Well, unfortunately, there are a lot. One is that if you've ever seen a bedbug move, they can actually move pretty quickly. They can move out from the area that they initially infest, whether it's a bed or a sofa that someone's spending a lot of time on, and spread out from that area to other areas of the house. Also, they can inhabit cracks and crevices that are extremely narrow, like the thickness of a business card. And when you think of all the harborages that are that size in a typical bedroom or hotel room, that's a lot of cracks and crevices, a lot of areas that they can inhabit that potentially would need treatment. Also, they can infest things that are just really difficult to treat, like sleeper sofas and box springs and mattresses, and areas where pest control operators legitimately are reluctant to apply pesticides. There's also a lot of debate now that the bed bugs have made a resurgence. We see a lot more research being conducted on them, evaluating the standard pesticide formulations. And what we're finding and what the researchers have found is that apparently, some of these formulations, once they dry, the bed bugs can walk over it, and there appears to be no effect on them. There's some question regarding the efficacy of certain formulations and types of insecticides to controlling the egg stage. So there, you know, with the methods that we've historically used, like I said, baits and now some of the currently available insecticides, there's just challenges in how effective they are on the bed bugs, and then just getting them to all the places where the bed bugs inhabit.
So what is your experience about what the most effective bed bug treatment is?
Well, as you know, I work for the company that makes Vicane gas fumigant, and I've worked and been involved with a number of fumigations and research involving bed bug control with Vicane, and Vicane is highly efficacious for control of bed bugs. One of the first fumigations I worked at was back in 2002, a single-family residence that the parents had bought used bunk beds from a rental furniture store for their son, and unbeknownst to them, it was infested with bed bugs. And at that time, there wasn't a lot known in the industry about bed bug infestations, and by the time they sought help from the University of Florida, the bed bugs had spread literally throughout the entire home. They were behind wallpaper, they were behind sill plates and baseboards, and we fumigated the home with Vicane, with a local fumigation company, and completely eliminated the bed bugs from throughout the home. So that was my first experience with Vicane for bed bug control. But Vicane is very efficacious, and the advantage with Vicaine over some of the treatments that I previously described is that you only need one application at the label dosage rate, which is 3x the drywood termite rate, and you totally eradicate all life stages of the bed bug in the infested structure. So it is a highly efficacious treatment for control of bed bugs.
So what are some of the other advantages and market opportunities you see in using Vicaine for bed bug control, being an expert in structural fumigation the way you are?
Well, I think one of the markets that has a lot of potential and has not currently been developed is that of containerized fumigations. And what I mean by that, a good example would be what they are currently doing at the University of Florida. And this program was actually published in PCT Magazine in January. What University of Florida does in their student residential housing, when they have an apartment that is heavily infested by bed bugs, the first thing they do is remove all the household effects, all the furnishings, clothing, linens. They put them in a truck, and then they drive that truck to a secure location on campus, and they fumigate it with Vicaine at 3x the drywood termite rate. At that point, they have an empty apartment, and it's very accessible then to the pest control operators at the university to go in and do steam treatment, crack and crevice steam treatment, and also steam treat potentially infested carpeting, followed up by a residual insecticide crack and crevice treatment. And when they have followed this protocol at infested apartments, they get 100% control. They've had no reinfestation when they follow this. So it's a labor-intensive treatment, but you do it all up front. It's a one-time treatment as opposed to having to go back and visit the apartment again and again and again, which is what they did before they started this protocol that involved containerized fumigation. So the nice thing about the containerized fumigation is that you get the benefits of fumigation where you know that you've completely eliminated all the bed bugs, in this case from the household furnishings, but you didn't have to vacate and fumigate the entire building. So it's an opportunity, I think, that pest control operators and fumigators could take advantage of for a wide variety of situations.
Is there any other new research on containerized fumigation with Vicaine for bed bug control, or the University of Florida, what you're talking about? Is that where they're doing most of the research on that?
Yes, there. And actually, Dow AgroSciences helped fund some work, both with Dr. Rudy Sheffron at the University of Florida and also Dr. Deanie Miller at Virginia Tech. And the research involved looking at fumigating various types of containers, both truck containers and trailers. And what the research showed is that you can very efficiently tape and seal truck cargo containers and trailers from the outside. You don't even have to do it from the inside, and which is normally the way a fumigator would receive this from a property owner, is that they're already filled with their belongings, let's say if they're moving. So you would need to somehow seal them from the outside. So the research showed that these containers and trailers can be very effectively sealed from the outside and fumigated with the appropriate dosage rate that would kill bed bugs. And in the case, too, of Deanie Miller's research, she actually had furnishings in the trailers and had bed bug bioassays, including the egg stage, hidden in mattresses and furniture, and showed that very effectively got control of the bed bugs doing these types of fumigations.
Where can our listeners go for more information about using Vicaine for bed bug control?
Well, Dow AgroSciences has a public website, www.dowagro.com. And if you go to that website and search by Vicaine or by bed bug, we actually have a special section about bed bugs, and it talks all about their biology, their behavior. It's got pictures, methods of control, and it does also talk about fumigation as a method of control for bed bugs.
Thanks so much for your time today, Ellen.
Oh, well, you're very welcome, Frank.
This podcast has been brought to you by Dow AgroSciences.